judge.
And someone who goes to school is a
student.
And a woman who types is
secretary.
Okay. And you say a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be a
actress.
If you're born in the United States, then your nationality?
American.
What names are there for races? Do you use the term black much?
I try to.
What other terms are there?
Nigger. Negro, colored, black. For black people, that's about all I know. Darkies.
Mm-hmm.
The people years ago used to call them darkies.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about these words now? I mean, you say you try to use the word black?
Yeah, I try to use the word black. Well, the reason I try to use the word black because I work around and among them, and I have no trouble with them, and I don't mind them. I don't hate black people. I've got a lot of good friends of black people. They don't like anything. They don't like to be called niggers, and they don't like to be called Negro, and they want to be called, they like to be called black, and so I try to call them black people, but I don't have anything against them.
What would you call your race?
White.
Any other name?
Whitey.
Is that a derogatory term? Insulting?
Well, I think some people, but I don't mind them. You know, black people, when they think when they call you and I whitey, that they're getting back for calling them a nigger, you know, but it don't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Is there any word that would bother you referring to your race?
No, I don't think so.
What would you call a child that's born that's one parent's black and the other parent's white?
Millateral?
Did you ever hear an old term of Scotland?
No, maybe so. If so, it was way back, but maybe so.
That sounds a little bit familiar.
It does sound a little bit familiar.
Do you remember anything else about just what that meant? The reason I asked, someone mentioned it to me the other day, and I never heard it before.
Maybe I have, I don't know. We just mulattoes, people around here call them when they're mixed.
What would you call white people that aren't very well off and they haven't had a chance at much education, but they don't work, they don't seem to care much? What would you call them?
Drifters? No, not drifters. Just a no good or no account of sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry white trash.
And what about someone who lives out in the country and who doesn't know much about the town, and when he does get into town, everybody notices?
These country folks are in from the swamp.
If you looked at your watch, you might, it's around 11:30 or so, you might say it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
half past 11.
It's what midnight is?
30 minutes to midnight.
Okay. Would you ever say it's near midnight or pretty near midnight?
Yeah, pretty near midnight.
If it was real slippery outside and you were walking, you might say, well, I didn't fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like
to have fell down.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you might say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Say if you wanted to know how many times this part of my body, this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, this hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And this
mouth, neck, throat.
Is there another name for Adam's apple?
Not as I know.
Do you ever use the word goozle?
Yeah. Chicken has a goozle.
Do people have goozle?
I guess they do.
What does goozle mean?
This part of the throat.
The inside part or the Adam's apple or just what?
It's the inside part, I believe. I don't think that. I never heard of anything referred to the Adam's apple except the Adam's apple. Mm-hmm. I don't believe so. I don't believe it's always the Adam's apple.
Is the goozle in a chicken the thing that grinds up the food or is that the...
I believe so. Maybe it is. The crawfish where they still work.
You'd have your dentist look at your
teeth.
And one of them you'd call
bad tooth.
Okay. And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is my
hand.
And I have
two hands.
And this part of my hand.
The palm.
And this is a
fist.
Two
fist.
And any place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And on a man, this part is the
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
This is the